Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, wonderful interview by Pat Robinson of President Donald Trump. And it's so encouraging to see how friendly our president is to the church and to Christianity. For so long, for over 8 years, we had a president who had an adversarial relationship towards the biblical principles and the church itself, it seemed, on so many occasions, including Israel. But now we have a friend of God, a friend of the church, a friend of Israel in the White House. I really believe sometimes you think about Donald J. Trump, Donald Jehu Trump. It's almost like the spirit of Jehu's coming in to be able to deal with past things that had happened. But the first thing we want to ask, this is a question that the president's answering. What problems do you see facing the world right now? Let's go to the White House.
Well, we have many problems, yeah. And I was left a very, very tough meal, I will say that.
Yeah.
It was a mess, and I think we're doing very well, but North Korea certainly is a big problem. The Middle East is a total mess.
Yeah.
Other than in 5 months, we have done more against ISIS than anybody's done since the beginning. And we're, you know, having tremendous success mm-hmm. with that. But I would have to say Middle East is a tough situation, but we're getting it straightened out. And ultimately, we want to start investing money back in the United States at our home.
Yeah.
But we have to get rid of ISIS. We have to get rid of the terrorists, as you know, better than anybody. And the other is North Korea. We have somebody that is... We will find out what he is. We're going to find out. And
this is so important. I mean, you think about North Korea, you know, we're seeing these ICBMs fired off, these missiles. I think it was 17,000. It went above our space stations, how high it went, the missile they fired off, which could potentially reach Alaska and Hawaii. And it's like, what are we going to do about this? So this is a question they're asking, that Pat Robinson's asking President Trump. And listen to what he says.
Well, you know, we wouldn't want to be speaking about anything, but we're looking at lots of different ways. We're working with other countries, including China. I think China would like to see this problem go away. It's a big problem for them. And, you know, the advantage we have is trade. We have big trade with China, mm-hmm. and I have a very good relationship with President Xi, who I like a lot, and I think he likes me. We were just spending a lot of time together, and they are very strong with regard to, as you know, with regard to North Korea.
Will they get tough with North Korea? I mean, I know that you were so close when he was there to visit Mar-a-Lago.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, I would say that we had a good chance. They had an election where President Moon got elected to South Korea. Yeah. He has a much different attitude or a much different take on how to handle the situation than his predecessor in South Korea. He's perhaps softer on the issue, but mm-hmm. maybe not, because I like him a lot. I think he's going to be a strong person and I think he's got a strong view, stronger than people would understand. So we'll see how it all works out. I think China wants to help us. We're going to find out whether or not they do. But China would, in my opinion, like to be able to help us.
What's our leverage with them?
Well, our leverage with China is that China makes hundreds of billions of dollars a year with mm-hmm. us on trade, and I want to renegotiate trade deals. But I would certainly be a lot easier in a trade deal if they were going to help us with North Korea sure. than if they weren't. So we're going to see. The relationship is very good with China. It's very good with the president of China, who's a terrific person.
Mm-hmm.
We will find out whether or not they want to help, and maybe they do and maybe they don't.
Some of the reports are that China is responsible for 90% of the trade for North Korea. I mean, they could cut that off in a heartbeat, and that's one leverage that we have right here. It is so important for us to be able to deal with North Korea there in that particular part of the hemisphere. You know, some of the reports are that China's responsible for 90% of their trade, which means basically their oxygen. They could cut that off if they wanted to. And so we have a lot of input in regards to our economy and how we're doing with business with China to be able to deal with North Korea. And some of the things the Lord has shown us prophetically in regards to Russia, China, and North Korea, they had some sort of pact, made agreement, even against America, and the Lord showed us prophetically. And against the American dollar, and we're looking at something happen right now. We're wondering what that really is, but it seems like they're kind of drawing us over there. But we'd much rather deal with North Korea there in their own home territory than over here in America, because the Lord said to Isaiah Ramos, he's part of our crew here at VFN TV, in a prophetic dream, talking specifically about North Korea and what would happen And notice, when he talks about it, it was right when President Obama left the White House and flew off in a helicopter, just like he did. And all of a sudden there was a threat, and the threat was going to be North Korea. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. This is a time when Isaiah Ramos was on the set sharing this prophetic dream. Take a look. I'm so excited. We have Isaiah Ramos here with us on the program. Hey, Isaiah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Well, this is amazing. We're seeing what God's doing right now. But before we talk about what's taking place in North Korea, before I tell you what's taking place, what our vice president just said in South Korea, I want you to share what the Lord told you specifically about North Korea and Kim Jong-un, who's the president or the leader or the tyrant that's over North Korea. Tell us what this night vision what the Lord gave you. What did he tell you?
So in the dream, I'm with a couple friends, two friends. It's me, my friend, and another friend. And we're walking in this neighborhood, and we're really young, and we're just walking by this garage. And we look in the garage, and I see a TV and some papers, and it looks like they're discussing, people are discussing something. So I kind of got scared, so we all went back. So then there's two people, Kim Jong-un, who I didn't know the name at the time, I just recognized his face, and his translator. The translator looked at me, and he asked me, "Do you swear on your God that you didn't see what you just saw?" And I said, "No, I can't."
There was something they were hiding in that garage.
Yeah. So basically,
this is Kim Jong-un's interpreter, translator, telling you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're basically just looking at him, and then they're talking. The translator and Kim Jong-un is talking, and they said, "We're going to take you, and we're going to beat you, and we're going to abuse you."
Wow. And they do that to a lot of their people. I think three or five generations they take if somebody converts to Christianity. They take three or five, maybe three generations, and put them in camps and abuse them out there. They literally abuse them in these camps for making a decision to follow Christ.
Yeah, that's horrible. But so continuing on with the dream, I'm suddenly in D.C., Washington, D.C., and I had two friends with me, and now there's only one friend with me.
So you're talking about a dream, a prophetic dream that God's given you. And all of a sudden it just shifts, and now you're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I only have one friend with me now, so I'm thinking like they're probably taking us out one by one. Mm-hmm. So we're going into the White House, and basically everyone's just taking us, like Secret Service, everybody's just taking us around the White House and just hooking us up with equipment. And they're basically preparing for something. Something's about to happen.
Something's about to hit. Something's about to come against America.
Yeah. So we're in the front.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah, sense of urgency. You feel very, like, on edge.
Okay.
And so I look out the window, or I'm, like, look out the door, and I see a car coming up, and I immediately knew that it was Kim Jong-un.
So Kim Jong-un was at the White House, in front of the White House, in this prophetic dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we rush into this room, and then I look to see that there's former President Barack Obama was there, and
He was president at the time. Mm-hmm. And so this has got to show you what's going to happen. Okay, so you're seeing former President Barack Obama, okay?
Yes.
But this is why he was president, so what was going to happen, okay?
Yeah, so then my other friend wasn't there anymore, so it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at former President Barack Obama, and he looked at me with just fear all over his face, and he told me, help me, get out this place, help me. So I helped him out the window. And then he leaves me.
So he leaves the White House.
He leaves out of a window. Yep. And then he goes in a helicopter and leaves.
So all this, I mean, all this crisis is about to hit America, former President Barack Obama gets in the helicopter and flies off.
Yep.
That's exactly what he did. When he left the White House, he got in the helicopter and he flew off the day that President Trump took over the office. That's interesting because now we're here right in the middle of this because nobody thought this was going to happen with North Korea. But right now, we have a military fleet that's going out as we speak and is sitting off the coast of North Korea. They're threatening nuclear bombs to come on Japan, upon South Korea, upon America, and China's now getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we're saying this is because some people are saying that it's not that important. Kim Jong-un is not that important. God's going, he's so important. He was fixing to do something really bad to America, and our president is getting ahead of the ball. And he's dealing with it. It's so important because the Lord does speak to his church. He speaks to us. He says it in this Amos, that book of Amos, that he does speak and tells us in advance things that are going to take place. And that's why it's so important for when God allowed President Donald Trump to be president at that point, he took the battle to North Korea. I believe that of all the things that former President Barack Obama said to President Trump that he was concerned about the most, what kept him up at night, was North Korea. And now we're looking at that thing escalate. We're going to go right to the President Trump speaking about specifically the repeal and replace of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act's tax reform and infrastructure, beginning just to uplift our nation. Instead of spending $7 trillion in the Middle East, spend $2 trillion on building our infrastructure.
That's right.
This is very encouraging. Check it out.
Repeal and replace. I am sitting in the Oval Office with a pen in hand waiting for our senators to give it to me. Mm-hmm. For years, they've been talking about repeal, replace, repeal, replace. I think they passed it 61 times, repeal and replace. Uh-huh. But that didn't mean anything because you had the minority, the mm-hmm. Republicans. They didn't have the majority, so it wasn't going to get to the president. But if it ever did, Obama wasn't going to sign it. So it didn't mean. Now we have a president that's waiting to sign it. I have pen in hand. Yeah. So now it means something. You know, those other times, those many, many times that they passed.
What's the whole run?
You have very good people. These are very good people. We have 52 senators. It's very hard to get, you know, all. We need almost all of them.
Yeah.
You need almost all of them. And that's the holdup. And states are somewhat different. But with all of that being said, it has to get passed. They have to do it. They have to get together and get it done.
What'll happen if they don't?
Well, I don't even want to talk about it because I think it would be very bad. I will be very angry about it, and a lot of people will be very upset. But I'm sitting waiting for that bill to come to my desk. I hope that they do it. They've been promising it for years. They've been promising it ever since Obamacare, which has failed. It's a failed experiment. It is totally gone. It's out of business. And we have to get this done, repeal and replace.
Mitch McConnell is a tactician of great skill. You think he can pull it off? It's his job.
He's got to pull it off.
Yeah.
Mitch has to pull it off. He's working very hard. He's got to pull it off.
All right, the next thing is taxes. It looks like to me lowering the corporate tax to get us in line with the rest of the world is, again, a no-brainer. Can you get that one through?
I think after health care, taxes are going to be so easy. Mm-hmm. Really, health care is very hard. Health care is hard because you'll do something a little bit this way, mm-hmm. and you'll pick up that final vote, and you'll lose four votes over here. Now you move it back. It's this very tiny little road. It's about 2 feet wide, and it goes throughout the country. So healthcare is much tougher than taxes. No, I think taxes are going to be very well. In fact, our plan is we're talking about massive tax cuts, the biggest tax cut in the history of our country. We're going to get people back again. We're going to bring back $4 trillion from overseas, money that can't come back into this country because of our tax code.
Yeah.
We're going to bring back $4 trillion, could be more than that, from corporations that can't get their money back into our country. We're going to give a tremendous tax cut for the middle class. We're bringing it down to 10%. We're bringing corporate taxes down to 15%. I hope we can get that number approved. You know, maybe they'll want to do something and negotiate. But we will have, it'll be, if we get what we want, it'll be the biggest tax cut and the greatest tax reform in the history of our country.
Would you settle for the tax cut without reforming the whole tax code, or we're going to work the whole thing?
Well, I think we can do them simultaneously. Yeah. The code is too complicated.
Yeah.
H&R Block won't be happy. But, you know, I mean, people go out, they spend a lot of their money on getting other people to do their taxes.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, I know, you understand. And it's unnecessary. Yeah. So simplification is very important. Reform is very important. And the biggest thing to me is tax cut. We are going for very large tax cuts for businesses and for the middle class. Tremendous tax cuts.
The Chairman Brady is on board for what you want to do.
He's a great guy.
He'll line up. Have you got anybody in the Senate of like mind?
Well, first of all, Chairman Brady is a great guy.
Yeah.
He really knows the subject, and he'll never disappoint you. And so they're, I think, really good. In the Senate, I think we're going to do very well. Again, like health care, this is simpler than health care, believe it or not. But like health care, I think we're going to get it done. And then I want to go to infrastructure. We have to rebuild our country, our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our schools. We have to rebuild our country.
Exactly.
You know, we will have, in another few months, have spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. $7 trillion. And then if you want to spend $2 on building a school in Iowa or in Pennsylvania or in Florida, they don't want to give you the money. Mm. But we've spent, in a very short period of time, we will be up to $7 trillion. How ridiculous is this? Mm-hmm. And here's what we got for it. Nothing. Nothing. The Middle East is a mess. Now, I'm there for one reason. We got to get rid of the terrorists. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the reason. And we're almost there. We have really made headway. We've made, as I said, we've made more headway in the last short period of time than they have ever before, by far, during this long period of time. But when you think that we've spent, we will have spent $7 trillion. Think of it. We've spent, as of a few months ago, we actually have spent $6 trillion in the Middle East. Pat, we have nothing for it. Nothing. I want to rebuild our bridges and our roads. I have a friend who's a trucker, and he's very proud of his equipment. He buys it very big, and he buys the best trucks. He's very proud of it. He said, in the past, you know, when we went from Los Angeles to New York, it was fine. Mm-hmm. Now, by the time he gets to New York with all the problems on the roads and potholes, and he said, I got to fix my equipment all the time. Mm-hmm. He wants to go to a different level of truck, meaning downward.
Where do you go?
We have to fix our roads, and we have to fix our infrastructure. So infrastructure is very important.
Infrastructure is very, very important. This is so important, what he's about to share, because God specifically taught to me and others, but I know for me, in October 2016, he said Donald Trump would be the next president. He literally showed me him in the White House. He showed me what former President Barack Obama would be doing, because he was actually talking to me about, you know, different things about, this was good, that was good, kind of what he did in his tour. And I went and saw him in the White House, and saw the people get the White House back, but also a friend of Christians, the friend of the church, a friend of Israel. And the Johnson Amendment was an amendment put on by President Lyndon Johnson, because he was offended by a particular church that was speaking against him, which locked down the church in their mindsets that you couldn't say your opinion anymore. Prior to that, you could say whatever you wanted to say. Well, then IRS would try to come and shut you down. There's never been one church shut down of any history of all. It's just the threat of it. But he defunded that. The first thing he came in is he defunded the investigative wing of IRS to be able to investigate anybody for this particular offense that it says. But now he's talking to Pat Robinson about, not only that, we want to take it to Congress, and we want to be able to totally eliminate that and just get it out of there, the Johnson Amendment.
That is great.
It is so important for your voice to be free. And President Trump saying he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear the Christian perspective. He wants to hear the rabbis and the ministers in the nation speak, and he wants to give us our voice back. Thank God for that. Let's check it out.
I'd like to make a prediction. If you get health care and tax reform, you're guaranteed another 4 years in office if you want it.
Well, then I'll see you at the inauguration.
I'm counting on it. Anyhow, well, I appreciate so much what you're doing. By the way, the evangelicals of America voted 83% in the last election for you. And I want you to know there are thousands and thousands of people praying for you all the time and holding you up.
The evangelicals were so great to me, and they did. They came out in massive numbers, and on top of that, I got 83%, but they came out in record numbers. They never came out like that. And we've really helped, because I've gotten rid of the Johnson Amendment. Now we're going to go try and get rid of it permanently in Congress, but I signed an executive order so that now people like you that I want to hear from, ministers and preachers and rabbis and whoever it may be, they can speak.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't speak politically before. Now you can. And I want to hear from you and others that we like. Franklin Graham. I had such Dr. Jeffress, Robert Jeffress, who is such a great guy, Pastor Jeffress. He used to go on television. I didn't know who he was. I'd see him, and he was always speaking so well of me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have so many people that I want to hear from. Now they're going to be able to speak, and that's going to be a great thing for Christianity, believe me. A great, great thing. And it's a great thing for religion. Yeah. You have a tremendous audience. You have people that I love, the evangelicals, and sometimes you say the evangelical Christians.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of interviews with people because I can get the word out, because I'm treated very unfairly by the press. And, you know, it is what it is.
You don't mind if we ask you to take on heavyweights and not fight in, with lightweights anymore?
No, we want to fight
the big guys.
We want to fight. We have to bring our country back.
Yeah.
Our country was going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
You couldn't build. You couldn't do anything. Our country was going in the wrong direction. And by the way, what they were doing to religious liberty, they were destroying religious liberty.
That's right.
You will be saying Merry Christmas again very soon.
You'll be saying Merry Christmas again very soon. Destroying religious liberty. That's what we broadcasters have been saying. And that's why this mercy term was so important. It was so important what God did at the end of last year.
Just it wasn't looking good at all.
It wasn't looking good all the way up until and still.
Even
that
night.
It was amazing what God had done. And now you're seeing this big turn. And you're hearing the positive things on VFN TV and others like CBN and others. But you just don't hear this on most of the secular media out there. But they're coming to a lower area in their future line, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.